Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Masses will be said in Chrysler in County Donegal this weekend to mark the second anniversary of 10 people who died in the explosion at the local shop and petrol station, as bereaved families and survivors await news of the request for a public inquiry. On Monday, they'll gather at the ruined site of the tragedy, where signs on the grey hoarding, blocking it from public view, point to plans to redevelop the business there, with a decision due from Donegal County Council within weeks. In the second part of a series of reports to mark 2 years since this national tragedy, Drive Time's John Cook has been speaking to more of the victims' families, and he joins me now. John, you told us yesterday how many families are strongly opposed to the rebuilding of the service station in Chrysler.
Yes, Cormac. Some prefer not to speak about it. They know the village of Chrysler needs a shop to replace the former Lafferty's Applegreen service station destroyed in the explosion on October 7th, 2022. But some have written strong submissions to Donegal County Council opposing a new shop on the same site where their loved ones died, and a petition calling for a halt to reconstruction of the Chrysler explosion site and the establishment of a memorial garden instead, gathered over 1,400 signatures earlier this year. As I mentioned yesterday, a planning decision is now due within 3 weeks, and the Lafferty family declined to comment on their plans when I called their temporary shop in a prefab near the church this week. The last time I spoke to Hugh and Donna Harper on Drive Time was about their and other families' opposition to the development of the site where their 14-year-old daughter Leona died while buying sweets and ice cream ahead of a sleepover with a school friend. And when I met them near their home in Letterkenny again this week, Donna was upset to hear of the imminent planning decision, as her feelings, she said, haven't changed.
No, maybe it hasn't changed and it will never change on that. How could it? You know, when you know the exact spot where your daughter lost her life, to have that rebuilt and have someone just walking over there, it's unbearable just for me personally.
Hugh?
As it comes now to the second anniversary, a bell will ring on the 7th of October 10 times from the St Michael's Chapel in Chrysler. And we will go to Chrysler, but we won't stand outside the chapel. We will stand outside the shop. We'll stand and remember our loved ones. We'll think back on that day, them hours, where we got our little Leona back. It's very difficult to try and get your head around the thought that somebody would potentially walk into a shop to buy a newspaper, to buy a phone credit, whatever they're going in for, to walk over the place where she lost her life, where she may have been looking for mum and dad. We don't know what her last moments were exactly like. It's very hard to explain. So Leona took her last breath. It's like walking over a grave.
Yeah, that's Hugh and Donna Harper there, the parents of 14-year-old Leona, who died in the Chrysler explosion, and we'll hear more from them shortly. But you spoke to other families as well, John.
Yes, Cormac, because many have come together through their shared grief and calls for the government to set up a public inquiry into the Chrysler explosion. Sean Martin's 49-year-old mother, Martina, was working behind the shop counter when tragedy struck 2 years ago, leaving his dad, his brothers and sister devastated at her loss, along with her wider family and many friends who knew her through her work at the Applegreen service station.
Yeah, she was a very hard worker, and I don't think there wouldn't be anyone in Chrysler who'd have a bad word to say about her. And the way she worked in the shop, everyone appreciated the way she worked. And she was loved by God knows how many in that shop.
2 years on from that dreadful day, October 7th, 2022, do you remember getting the news?
Yeah, I remember getting the news. I was in Letterkenny at the time, and one of my friends from Chrysler told me about the shop had just collapsed. That's all I knew. And then I rushed to the scene at that time. For me, like, it was terrible that day. Like, I'd say there was times I couldn't string a sentence together. Only for my dad, like, he was even ever since, he's been the rock of our family. He's been keeping it together. But that day, like, I can't speak too much about it, but
there's talk of rebuilding the shop that your mum worked in. There's plans lodged to rebuild Lafferty service station there and there's some opposition to it from various families, from various people. There's other people say it needs to go ahead. Do you have a view?
Well, me and my brother, we still live in Creasa, and my opinion is that Creasa does need a shop. But I know my family, we don't agree with the shop being built on the same site, and that's where I stand.
The public inquiry call you've made, there's been various political reaction to it and people saying you need to allow the Garda investigation to run its course. What do you say to that?
Well, me personally and my family, we have no problem with how long the Garda investigation is taken, and we'll do anything that they say. But in my opinion, there's lessons to be learned from this accident. I don't want it to happen to anyone. I don't want someone sitting in the same seat as me, as I am here now. But we have no problems. The Garda investigation, we know that we can't interfere with it, and we don't want to in any way.
When you hear that from senior government figures, that maybe it's too early to decide on a public inquiry due to the ongoing Garda investigation, you're coming up to the second anniversary here now. I think you want to know sooner rather than later.
Yeah. For the inquiry, I want it to be the ball's rolling and it's not kind of forgotten about. That I want the inquiry to have the ball rolling, but I don't want to interfere with the Garda investigation in the same sense. I feel like, you know, the Garda are taking their time, and that's, of course they can. But I don't want to be left with unanswered questions 5 years, 10 years down the line.
Sean Martin there reiterating calls for a public inquiry into the death of his mother, Martina, and 9 other people. Remind us, John, what's happened with the ongoing investigations into the Creasa explosion?
Yes, Cormac, it's been widely reported that a gas explosion may have been the suspected cause of the Creasa tragedy. Now, this hasn't yet been confirmed, but international explosion and gas experts have been part of inquiries, along with the Commission for Regulation of Utilities and the Health and Safety Authority, who directed my queries this week to the Garda Press Office. In a statement to Drive Time today, I'm told the investigation led by Gardaí in the Donegal division is ongoing, with the intention of submitting a file to the Director of Public Prosecution. There have been 4 arrests in the Garda investigation, 2 in March and 2 in May, with all 4 people released without charge. The families I've sat down with say they fully respect the Garda inquiry, but beyond any possible criminal liability, they feel a public inquiry is necessary to look at exactly what went wrong in Creasa 2 years ago. If it was a gas system, could it happen again elsewhere? And ultimately, why are the 10 people they love and miss so much now dead, as we heard from some families yesterday? Like others, Hugh and Donna Harper say they haven't even grieved their daughter Leona properly yet and can't move on until they know the full facts.
No, well, for me and my family personally, it's just like we're still living on the 7th of October 2022, 2 years ago. We have no answers. We don't know what happened. And that's all we want. We want to know what happened to our beautiful daughter who just went into a shop. And we need them answers to be able to try and move forward in some kind of small way. We do have respect for the guards. They're doing their criminal investigation and we have no problem with that. But to actually get the answers as to what exactly happened, how it happened and why it happened. And that's what we need the answers to.
A lot of the families I spoke to mention just a lack of information and then some rumours that have caused upset as well. You feel you're not being told anything, Hugh?
We haven't officially been told anything by the guards. Let's make that very clear. Nothing.
Do you understand that, why they have to be let continue their independent investigation, as the Garda Commissioner said?
It has been made very clear in the Garda meetings why we can't be told, and we respect that. And we are not here to put any pressure on an investigation, a criminal investigation that the guards are doing. We have always stated that we are willing to wait, let them take their time, and we'll work with that.
But your fear is that you still may not get those answers out of this Garda investigation, and that there's another kind of inquiry needed.
There are so many questions. I'm open to be corrected that are not part of a criminal investigation, that are more of in the public interest, a health and safety aspect.
I think it's very important as well just to say, when you're talking about rebuilding on the same site again where 10 people lost their lives, I think this now is very vital for public inquiry, for us as families, for the public to know the truth as to what happened. So this can never happen to another family again, and the truth needs to come out.
And that's Donna Harper, mother of 14-year-old Leona, who died in the Chrysler explosion, ending John Cook's report from Donegal. And of course, our thoughts are with all of those bereaved and injured in the Chrysler explosion as they prepare to mark the second anniversary on Monday and over this weekend.